invite a representative of Cyprus to address the ministerial conference. Thank you.
Dear Chairman, dear colleagues, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is truly a great pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to address, on behalf of Cyprus, the plenary of the 10th session of the World Trade Organization's Ministerial Conference. First of all, I would like to express my gratitude to our hosts, the Government of Kenya, for the impeccable organization here in Nairobi. 2015 is an important year for the WTO as it celebrates its 20th anniversary, and it's truly a pleasure to see this organization getting bigger and celebrating its two decades in the best possible way with the first WTO ministerial conference in Africa. On this occasion, we would like to congratulate the newest members of the WTO, Liberia and Afghanistan, for their accession to the organization. 2 years ago, during the 9th WTO ministerial in Bali, Cyprus, like several other countries in Europe and in the rest of the world, had been affected by the persisting negative world economic climate. Today, Cyprus's collective perseverance to adhere to an adjustment program has helped the country come out of recession. August 2015 officially marked the end of the recession in Cyprus, less than 3 years after it was bailed out by its international lenders. The latest statistical reports reveal that Cyprus recorded over 1% positive economic growth for two consecutive quarters of 2015, thus exceeding the initial projections. Moreover, our latest projections show that in 2015 we'll deliver growth higher than 1.5%. We note the necessity here in Nairobi to reach a balanced package and to set the foundations on which to build the future of WTO. International trade since 2001 has changed considerably. Nowadays, bilateral and regional trade, preferential agreements, new technologies and new high-tech products are the driving force behind international trade. In addition, new issues have emerged, such as global value chains, digital agenda and e-commerce, just to name a few. And it is necessary for all of us to work together to progress the reform process in order to address these issues. Our hope is thus that this WTO conference will still be able to achieve outcomes on the central elements of the DDA that would allow the round to be concluded, although we do acknowledge that under the current circumstances there is a lot more work to be done. We are, however, particularly encouraged of last night's declaration for the conclusion of the ETA negotiations, which I'm certain will facilitate further developments in our proceedings. We have learned a lot from the previous ministerial experience of Bali and the post-Bali agenda, which should help us to realize that it is time to take action and essential to redefine WTO priorities as clearly as possible. It is obvious that WTO negotiations will have limited chances to succeed if we keep negotiating just for the sake of negotiations. We believe that now it is the time to move to solution-finding mode. The need for more jobs, growth and investment after a drawn-out and painful global recession leaves no room for further delays. The examples of TFA, EGA, TISA and now ETA negotiations have proven that plurilateral negotiation initiatives are possible and have great potential. WTO should maintain its central role in the multilateral system, and therefore any new initiatives or attempts to launch new negotiations at a plurilateral level should not undermine the central role of the organization. In conclusion, we are certain that with the proper engagement, constructive approach and political will, we should be able to achieve a successful outcome at this ministerial meeting and leave Nairobi with the tools for economic growth and prosperity for our countries. At the same time, we will be able to strengthen the multilateral trading system and further secure the important role of WTO. Thank you very much for your attention.